Bros.
Football.
Bros.
Touchdown!
Hello, it's football season.
Fantasy football.
Give me a hell yeah!
This is fantasy.
Can the white guys use the term fan?
My goodness, we are gearing up for the finals as we wind down the fantasy football regular season. I am Keith Irizarry. You know the fam. Alex Hardy, John Sals. What's up, fellas?
Keith Irizarry, what a wild ride, but somehow I've found my way into a fantasy football championship. How you living, John Sals?
I'm feeling good here, boys. I'm on the outside looking in, but really I feel like I should earn the assistant coaching job after leading Alex to the finals by saying Ryan Tannehill.
Five touchdowns, two on the ground, three in the air. Might I add that I was picking between Tannehill and Kyler Murray, and the difference was about 2.5 fantasy points. But much appreciated, fam.
Yeah, it ended up being negligible there. I am also in a final in my hometown league. Excited about that. I was not considered the favorite in the semifinal matchup. Pulled it off. Got the win.
You're still and my now, favorite.
Thank you. I am considered the favorite. I am playing against the defending champ. We'll throw out a name. Pete McCarthy. A lot of you guys know him.
Yeah,
I know you know Petey Mac. So Petey Mac and I are going up against each other in the hometown league in the championship, and I got to knock him off.
Good luck, Pete.
Go, Pete. We love you, Pete.
Down with Pete McCarthy. He's the worst. All right, let's get into some headlines and some injuries. I think this week, guys, is all about the running back because there are a list of running backs that either were not drafted or were like late season pickups that could potentially really be the reason why you win your league. So we got Tony Pollard, got Le'Veon Bell, Benny Snell, Savon Ahmed was back on the list last week. Gio Bernard, Ito Smith, Daryl Henderson. All these guys are out there because of injuries to guys like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Ezekiel Elliott, Cam Akers, and Todd Gurley's knees just don't work anymore.
Coming to you on a Wednesday, part of that because you mentioned Cam Akers is out. John, I hope you're feeling much better than when we got the news that his 2020 rookie campaign came to an end. That being said, Tony Pollard clearly is the top running back to own. We are coming a day after the waiver wire pickup, so he's still available in 30% of leagues. Now remember, if you're a normal person, Keith, you're not picking up any players if you're knocked out of the playoffs. So there's only two teams competing for waiver wire additions. You might be one of them. But that being said, I have Tony Pollard against the Philadelphia Eagles as my top waiver wire pickup. And then behind him, Benny Snell for the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Indianapolis Colts, Savon Ahmed, Gio Bernard, Le'Veon Bell, Ito Smith, Daryl Henderson in that order.
Tony Pollard's a great choice, but a good streamer, Myles Gaskin, not looking like he's going to play. Savon Ahmed just broke for 122 rushing yards last week for the Dolphins against the Patriots. And when he played in week 11 and week 10, he scored double-digit fantasy points. Oh, and he's facing the Raiders, who are on the bottom five when it comes to rushing yards allowed and when it comes to fantasy points against running backs. This is a great matchup right here with Myles Gaskin looking like he is not going to play.
I like Tony Pollard, had him in a couple of leagues last week. I'm all in on Le'Veon Bell right now, though, and it actually brings me to this. I've got a question for the fam, guys, okay? So James Robinson is going to be limited all week long, and we really won't know until he's going to play, maybe until Sunday, right? I have to make a decision between starting James Robinson at a flex spot or Le'Veon Bell at a flex spot against Atlanta. Now, Atlanta typically is good against the run this year, eighth least points in fantasy, but they're not good against the pass, and Bell might be used in the pass game.
Knowing this is a half PPR league, I am still leaning James Robinson. If he's active, he's still the focal point of that offense. Le'Veon Bell, that's not the case. The Chiefs have the number one seed secure. They've already lost CEH. Le'Veon Bell is going to start, but I'm expecting to see more Daryl Williams than I am any backup for Jacksonville. Also, keep in mind, James Robinson has plenty to play for. He's on pace to break Fred Taylor's rookie rushing record for the Jaguars. I mean, you got to play for something, guys, and it's got to be something other than Trevor Lawrence.
I'm actually going to go ride with James Robinson here. The Chiefs, you know, Patrick Mahomes, it could just be too simple where that ball just gets aired out and that game's over and Daryl Williams sneaks in. Yes, Alex said it. James Robinson, maybe less than 100%, but I like that he's not practicing all week and just gets plugged in. There is a little safe bet there, knowing he will have some fresh legs not practicing. And it's against the Bears, so I expect Jamesy boy to go off.
Jamesy.
I like that. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll pay attention to the injury report on Sunday at 11:30 Eastern. I'm just happy that both Robinson and Bell both played 1 o'clock, so I'll know, be able to make that decision.
Oh, just rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah, exactly. John, you came up with it. This is your baby. You're all about the holidays, and you're all about Santa Claus and whether or not you can be getting gifts. You are our resident Fantasy Claus.
So this segment here is called Naughty or Nice. I got a list of six names. Now, they're not any borderline names of, hey, maybe I should, you know, guys, I should get off the waiver wire. These are names that have probably been in your lineup all season. Now, are they nice enough to be on your roster for your championship game, or have they been naughty to where you got to bench them in the finals? Now, let's start here. Let's go over to Carolina, DJ Moore. He is facing the Washington football team. Now, last week, he had 8 targets, 6 receptions for 131 yards. Washington's defense has allowed the 3rd fewest yards per pass attempt and are ranked 11th in fewest fantasy points allowed to wideouts. Is DJ Moore going to be naughty or nice this week for you boys?
I'm going to go naughty on this one. The Panthers were chasing points. They were trailing early against the Packers. That's why they were throwing the ball more. I don't think that's going to happen against Washington. Washington plays tight games, low-scoring affairs. I'm going to go naughty and say I don't want him in my lineup.
I'm going to go naughty as well, but the one caveat is I'm interested to see if Antonio Gibson comes back from turf toe. Limited in practice. If the Washington football team has their full stable of running backs, that is going to be their football game to lose. So, naughty for both of us.
Yeah, I'm going to go naughty. Let's just complete that hat trick. It could be a Robbie Anderson, Curtis Samuel game there. All right, let's go out to Minnesota. It is officially the Justin Jefferson show, so that's why this man gets brought up. Adam Thielen at the Saints. In his last 2 games, only 7 targets, 5 catches, 50 yards, and 1 touchdown. We all know how good that Saints defense is. How are we feeling on Adam Thielen on Christmas?
I still think it's got to be nice with Adam Thielen. I refuse to bench this dude. The Saints defense is good, but they did just get beat by the Kansas City Chiefs. And listen, most people do. Justin Jefferson, it's his life. It's his world. We're all living in it. But Adam Thielen, still nice, and I'll chase those touchdowns.
I'm going to go nice because Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes and what he can do again. No, I know. I have nothing to add, Keith. I'm kind of afraid to have Adam Thielen on my bench, so he's nice.
Adam Thielen, I think, is one of those guys. You bench him, he goes off. You put him in there, he'll get you the points, hopefully. All right, Tyler Lockett against the Los Angeles Rams. In the past 3 games, Lockett has had 21 targets, 15 catches, and 149 yards. But keep this in mind. Last time he faced the Rams, they only held him to 66 yards. Now the Rams got torched by the Jets last week. Is Tyler Lockett naughty or nice?
This is one that I would go back and forth on. I actually had a question this week whether to start Tyler Lockett or CeeDee Lamb. And on the surface, you'd go Lockett clearly, but Lamb has actually played a little bit better lately. With all that being said, the targets are still there for Tyler Lockett, 113 on the season, 8 touchdown catches, although he hasn't had one since week 11. It is time to break out. He will score a touchdown. Lockett, nice.
You mentioned the previous matchup, but you have to admit that was without Greg Olsen in the lineup. Not only Greg Olsen looking to return for Seattle, but Josh Gordon now in the mix in that wide receiver room. Does that mean that all of a sudden Tyler Lockett isn't going to get his looks? No, but it severely limits his touchdown potential. I'd rather be throwing the 2 of those bigger guys once they get in the red area. Oh, yeah, and DK Metcalf. So Tyler Lockett is naughty for me.
Tyler Lockett been all inconsistent. Rams D going to show up, so I am going to go naughty. Here is an intriguing one. If you are in the finals, you have been praying this guy would come back and get the good form after his injury, and he has. David Johnson, check this out. Over the last 2 games, 71 rushing yards, 1 rushing touchdown. Oh, yeah, and last week he had 11 catches for 106 yards. He is getting more involved in the pass game as well. And they're facing a Bengals defense that has allowed the 7th most rushing yards per attempt. Is David Johnson naughty or nice in championship weekend?
David Johnson is nice. Boy, let me tell you, Bill O'Brien acquired him for one of the best wide receivers in the NFL and then never used him in the pass game. Romeo Crennel takes over, and admittedly, David Johnson was banged up, but still doesn't use him in the passing game. for a guy that once led the league in receptions, finally getting involved in the passing game. All in on David Johnson against that porous Bengals D. He is nice.
Cincinnati about to have a second consecutive good defensive effort. It's going to be slow sledding for David Johnson. I'll go naughty on this one solely because I just don't want to agree with John Salas, who's been in love with David Johnson all year long.
Yep, and I don't need to say anything more besides I'm putting my chips in. Here is probably the most fun one I'm going to say out of the list here. DeAndre Swift versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, Swift, over the last two games, has had 91 rushing yards, 3 rushing TDs, 8 catches, and 41 receiving yards. But, and this is a big, big but, the Bucs defense has only allowed 3.4 yards per carry and only one. Yes, one running back has topped them for 60 rushing yards this season. DeAndre Swift, we know about his injury past. Is he naughty or nice going into week 16?
You know, as Sir Mix-a-Lot would say, I like big butts and I can't deny it. But with that being said, I'm just kidding around here. DeAndre Swift, I'm all in on Swift. You guys know I've been a fan of his all year long. Thought he should have gotten an opportunity earlier, had some injuries. Swifty is my dude. He will put up some numbers. He'll help you to a championship.
It's just a bad game script. You're relying on Matthew Stafford to throw him the football to get production. I just don't see the Lions getting into the end zone that much against Tampa. DeAndre Swift, I'm probably starting him, but still kind of naughty for me.
If the Lions get in the end zone, it's going to be because Matt Stafford hits Marvin Jones. So let's move on to the last one here. Here is my sneaky one. We brought up Daryl Henderson earlier, but this guy needs some major consideration. Malcolm Brown, the other Rams running back. Now, he hasn't had that much playing time due to Cam Akers taking over, but now that he is hurt, here's what he did last time against the Seattle Seahawks. 33 rushing yards, 2 rushing TDs. He had 2 catches for 18 receiving yards. He is going to be what looks like the red zone guy. Is he a guy you plug in there? Could he be a nice play or a naughty play coming up this weekend?
It would clearly make me feel naughty putting him in my lineup for a championship. If I'm in the championship, I'm hoping that I've got better options than that. I can't bring myself to throwing in someone who's coming off 6 carries and is just a red zone target. I can't do it. Naughty.
Super naughty for me. I'm with you guys. He is touchdown dependent, and that is a big toss up if he gets in there or not.
All right, gentlemen, before we get out of here, I think it's important to help our listeners start looking forward to next year. We're not going to break down rookies that'll be coming in next year yet. Let's talk about someone that played this year, showed signs this year, and you believe has the potential to be a breakout player next season. All right, Alex, you're up first.
Well, you mentioned rookies for next year, but I think with such a great rookie class from 2020, I think we're all on the same page here. The rookie from 2020 that I think is going to break out. Now, I know that he was one of the highly coveted first-round draft picks. CeeDee Lamb, though, as long as Dak Prescott remains the Cowboys quarterback, and I understand that he's not under contract after this season, it doesn't matter. He's going to return. So CeeDee Lamb will be Dak Prescott's number one receiver for 2021. When Dak was under center, at least 7 targets and double-digit scoring for those first 5 weeks for CeeDee Lamb, and he even managed 5 additional weeks of double-digit PPR scoring with Andy Dalton under center. And it's not just Dak Prescott returning, but with a healthy Tyron Smith, Blake Jarwin returning, the Cowboys' offense will be great, and CeeDee Lamb will be the focal point of that offense.
I'm going to go over to Baltimore and go J.K. Dobbins. A lot of people definitely drafted him early and probably got a little disappointed after the first 5 weeks, but since he's taken over in week 11, he is at least rushing for 60 yards, is getting at least 10 attempts. Oh yeah, and he's finding the end zone, it seems like, almost every game. So J.K. Dobbins looks very nice in that Baltimore's offense going forward.
I'm very intrigued by Jalen Hurts. Give him an entire offseason, have an offense be built around his style, around his play. His accuracy in college was amazing. His accuracy in the NFL has been lackluster. I think it'll catch up. I think he'll be fine. And I kind of view this guy as a bigger bodied young version of Russell Wilson. So Jalen Hurts, if he can have the right complement of players around him, get a healthier offensive line, maybe get a real wide receiver in there, Jalen Hurts can end up being a standout for you next year. Before we go, pay off our props recap. We've been doing this all year long, really all 3 years long, where we pick against a bad team. And I had Juju this week. 1 point. Alex had Claypool, 6.3 points. John had the third pick because he had lost the previous week. Deontay Johnson went off for 15.9.
It's just great. The final episode of fantasy football this fantasy season, the balding beauty, your boy, ends up on top with the crown, a nice little Christmas crown to be in the holiday spirit. It feels great. I feel great, but not as great as you two heading into your finals matchup coming up here.
Good luck, Keith. Pulling for you.
Alex, I am pulling for you too. Hopefully we both come away with championships. Hey, remember, download the Fantasy Football Podcast, available in the iTunes Store, Spotify, wherever else you get your podcast. 2020 edition of Fantasy Football, it has come to an end. Keep an eye out. We'll have some new things coming up. We got a lot of things in store. Hit us up on social media if you have keeper questions, DFS questions, and all of those types of things. For Alex Hardy and John Salas, one last time, I am Keith Irizarry. John, it's not Friday, but if you want to sing Friday, feel free.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Oh my God.
Because this Friday is Christmas, it's Christmas. So we're waking up to Santa Claus, yeah. With presents, 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 presents. It's the final fam of the year.
Good luck,
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Woo! Happy holidays, everybody.